Friday Arvo on the drive home on Triple M, and wherever you are, you cannot escape what is happening with this dreadful condition the world finds itself in. And I want to try and make life a little bit easier for you. We introduced this fellow to the drive home last week. He's from thesmithreport.com.au. He's had more than 30 years in finance. He knows what it's all about. Greg Smith, g'day buddy. How's your week been?
Hey. Oh, mate, not good, you know what I got to say. And I guess looking around the country, there's myself and a whole bunch of people out there literally joining the queue. One in 10 people, my friend, one in 10 have lost their jobs this week, in the past week.
And there
one in 10.
Could be more coming. Now, you went and registered for the CRN at Centrelink, which is the customer response number, I think it is.
Probably, yeah. You get a number and they give it to you. But really, at the end of the day, look, if you're in this situation, you've got bills to pay, you've got mouths to feed, what are you going to do? So, you know, the first things first, you go into survival mode, you know, the old fight or flight mentality. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, you look, if you do have a mortgage, and if you haven't done this already, get onto the bank's websites that you're on. They obviously, their calls are, you can't get through. So hop onto a web page, fill out the form, and obviously say the due date by which your next repayment's due. So therefore, you logged your point. Mm. So first and foremost, get onto your bank and get a 6-month deferment on your home loan or credit card or car loan. Right? Really, really important. So that's a big chunk out of your expenses gone and one less stress. Next stress is, how do you get some income? Well, as I said, hop onto servicesaustralia.gov.au. Really, that's the basic site where you got your Centrelink and your other Medicare and all that portal. Go onto that and fill out your request for your payment. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you might be able to, if you're single or you're a couple, put your details in. All of the assets tests and the income tests are starting to be waived, and they're doing that one by one by one. Some assets tests and income tests are still in the system, but they're trying to get rid of that at the quickest possible time so people can get cash coming to them. Okay, because you get caught up by it, you won't get cash coming in.
Uh-huh.
So that's the thing. So be careful how you answer the questions.
Yeah.
Obviously truthful, but you've got to be careful how you answer these questions.
And then start cutting back, I guess. Start looking at your expenses and going, we don't need Stan and Netflix and Amazon and Foxtel, because I've already started
that. Mate, that's exactly right. Look, if you're sitting inside the house, pick which one you want to watch, because we will be locked down. Mark my words, today, the 27th of March, in a few days' time, Australia will be locked down in some way, shape or form. You know, look at New Zealand, the trends happening all over the globe.
Mm.
You need to have some form of entertainment for your house and your family to get a semblance of normality. So pick which one you don't need, shut it down. Also, while you're there, you can't go to a gym. Unfortunately for the gym people listening to this, shut it down. Newspaper subscriptions, shut them down. There's free news services all everywhere to keep yourself informed and obviously listen to the radio. You know, the game is get rid of every cost you can, but the little ones just add up, mate. They just add up.
Mm.
And on the other side of things, if you're in real dire straits, and there's a lot of folks out there right now, charities, call them up, email them, get onto them. They are the God's angels out there. They even can give you some food, some care packs, and maybe even some moral support. And they have a whole bunch of telephone numbers you can call up to give them a call. And they've even got financial counselors if you do need. But look, that's going to be a bit hard, because I think every man and their dog is trying to talk to a financial counselor in some way, shape, and they don't have the supply.
Yeah. And
be focused. And if you have to, and you can't get onto the government website, you know what? Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, set your alarm, get onto it and log in.
Mm.
Right? This is your job. You need to protect your family and yourself predominantly. And if you can get on there, whatever the money is coming to you, take it with open hands and to get through this period. Because it could only be, three, could be 2 months, could be 6 weeks, could be 6 months. But we've got to focus on the now. How do we protect ourselves and our families and put food on the table? And
there's no shame in asking for help, none whatsoever. Mate, nice
Absolutely
to talk to
enough.
You. Online, thesmithreport.com.au. Greg's got a whole bunch of stuff there. Matey, I hope you have a better week than this past week. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You will.
Thanks, mate. Greg Smith. Once again, thesmithreport.com.au. And I'll get this onto our catch-up page at triplem.com.au. Have a look-see for the drive home.